talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making today. Yesterday, Joe Biden authorized the first military strike of his presidency. He's been president for 5 weeks. And he authorized a strike, an air missile strike against Iran-backed militia in Syria. This is a militia. Remember that the wars in the Middle East within these countries are wars essentially between Shiites and Sunnis, or militias and some other minority groups that are allied with the Shiites. And Iran is the Shiite power. About 10% of the world's Muslims are Shiites, about 90% are Sunnis. Saudi Arabia is a quintessential Sunni country, and they are mortal enemies. In Syria, Assad is an Alawite, which is allied with the Shiites. In other words, the Iranians are helping him. He's opposed by the Turks, who are Sunnis. The Russians have sided with the Iranians. Trump walked away and sacrificed the Kurds. I don't want to get into all this. We've gone into it a lot. But what's happening is there are these Shiite-related militias in cahoots with Iran, supported and funded by Iran, that have launched rockets at United States contractors and allies. They launched a dozen rockets within the last week. They killed a U.S. contractor. They wounded about five more people, including five Americans. There's more than that. They wounded five Americans in addition to killing the contractor. Then they launched four rockets at the American contractors separately. And then they launched two rockets near the United States Embassy in Baghdad. Now, why is Iran doing this? I support Biden. I think he did the right thing. Biden's intention was to say to Iran, stop what you're doing. You have no military power. If you try it and you attack us, you're going to get annihilated. So what he did was he didn't bomb their soldiers. He didn't bomb anything where they're liable to be civilian casualties. He bombed some buildings that were part of the supply network and the enabling network for these people, the militias, to launch rockets out of Syria into Iraq against U.S. forces, against U.S. contractors, against Americans, and against our allies. Now, why is Iran doing this? Well, Iran, when Trump got pulled out of the nuclear agreement with Iran and imposed sanctions, these sanctions are really hurting Iran. And they're trying to show some, get some face. They're trying to say, well, you get rid of the sanctions, and then maybe we'll come back and talk, and maybe we'll come back and talk about resuming the nuclear deal. Iran cannot be trusted, quite frankly. Iran has ideas about itself. The name Iran is Aryan. They're an Aryan. They think they're an Aryan people, as opposed to Arabs. They're not Arabs. So they fight Arabs and they fight Sunnis. It's a pathology, really, what's motivating them. Innately, there are a lot of good people there, obviously. And at one time, they were allies of the United States. They're talented people. We'd like to be friends with them. But we can't have them launching missiles at American contractors, and we can't have them launching missiles at our allies from bases in Syria. So Biden did what a president should do. He's going to shut that down. And if they launch more missiles, there's going to be more bombing, and we don't want that. So the idea is get back into the nuclear accord with Iran. Now, how do you do it? They're saying get rid of the sanctions and we'll think about it. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. Biden is saying you start letting inspectors in and you start adhering to the agreement and then we'll lift the sanctions. They've already started to block nuclear inspectors in. They've already enriched uranium more than they were allowed to under the agreement. One of their people shot his mouth off and said that now they may have to develop a nuclear weapon. You know, North Korea is developing nuclear weapons. We can't bomb North Korea because there's a land border with China, and its capital is about 40 miles from the border of South Korea. So what we've told the Chinese privately and the North Koreans privately, if you launch anything like that, you will cease to exist as a country. And China gets it. There's no surprises over there. North Korea is a pathology. Iran's a pathology too, except that it has a longer history going back to Persia. And they're people who theoretically should be integratable into a world order. It's a shame that this sort of stuff has to go on, but they cannot be permitted to launch missiles at our people. After a year ago, they launched them and they wounded some of our troops. Trump didn't do anything about it. It has to be very, very clear that they can't do that. Okay, this weekend, Trump is going to talk to CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee. And the C can stand for other things, Conservative Political Action Commission and so on. He is the featured speaker. Mike Pence has refused to speak at it in some sort of show of moderation. Probably, though, it's because CPAC members, some of them are sympathetic to the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and the Three Percenters, and they're the ones shouting, "Hang Mike Pence." You know, I don't know that I'd show up and speak to a crowd that wanted to hang me. I just think it would be very underhanded to show up and pretend that I cared about him, to try to hang Mike Pence. Trump's going to talk to him, even though they said they were going to hang Mike Pence. And the word is, this weekend, that he's going to use it as a show of force to exert control over the Republican Party. Lindsey Graham has suggested to him that he lay out a policy agenda and a vision for America and speak for the Republican Party itself, sucking up to Donald Trump. And Trump, I think, is going to do that. Now, Karl Rove, a Republican strategist, a very devious individual, occasionally writes for the Wall Street Journal, put in an article the other day saying that Trump could do one of two things. First of all, he could self-pity, mouth off, complain that the election was stolen, and the usual stuff, and it'll go nowhere. He'll have wasted that appearance. On the other hand, what he could do is outline differences with Biden on different policies, immigration policy, spending policy, and so on, and try to presume to speak on behalf of the Republican Party. The problem is Trump is essentially a criminal, not only a financial criminal, but he was the one that sparked the insurrection, the attack on the Capitol. He has attacked our democracy. He does not belong in the presidency. He belongs in prison. And so if he lays out a plan for the Republican Party, the sad thing is that something like 76% of the party say that it was not his fault, that he didn't do anything wrong with the insurrection. 76%. And 50-some-odd percent said he didn't do anything. Not that something was maybe misinterpreted. 70 or 80% say that he should have a major role in the Republican Party. This is low-hanging fruit. All he has to do is show up, apparently. Who's standing against him? Liz Cheney is. Ben Sasse is. Mitt Romney is. But the list thins out after that. Some of the others who look like they were have chickened out. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, the very thing you're talking about, here's the thing. Lindsey Graham won't do it, neither will Hawley and any of these kooks. But they really should look in the mirror, in my opinion, and go, let's see, where we were 4.5 years ago as a party. We had a party at that point. We elected this guy. Well, we really didn't elect him, but he got in the first time. Then 2 years later, he loses the House. loses the Senate, loses the presidency, administers to the worst pandemic in 100 years, worst of any civilized country on earth, and this is who you want to double down with. I say go for it, and I keep telling people he is going to drive this party to the brink of they're going to become the dodo bird of political parties. He's going to run them completely into the ground, and go for it. That's what you want.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good insight, Dick. And here's the deal on that one. If you look at this thing analytically, what Trump did was he lost the Senate for him. Those two Georgia seats, that was political malpractice of Trump. I mean, Georgia's a red state. They have Republican governor, Republican secretary of state, gerrymandered Republican legislature, and they lose two Senate seats. They lose two Senate seats because he goes down, shoots his mouth off the day before, saying what? You know, that the election was stolen. He ticked everybody off. He's a loser. So why should they get behind him? They should get behind him, apparently, because the whole base seems to be behind him, and they're afraid of losing their positions. There's the old saying that show me what direction my people are running so I may lead them there. That's what Lindsey Graham and these other people are doing. Coming to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.